Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, it's great to be with you this morning on a Bears game day. More on that contest in a moment. First, DePaul hasn't experienced this kind of success in decades, rallying to pin last year's tournament runner-up Texas Tech in overtime and to stay unbeaten.
Nadolny fires up a three from half court. That's no good. The Demons do it again. DePaul improves to 9-0.
That's Zach Zabin put the exclamation mark on a 65-60 OT victory on DePaul Radio. Longest winning streak in 26 years. Best start in 33 years. Hoping to make the tournament for the first time in 16 years. Jalen Coleman lands with 18 and all the big shots to force overtime and to go ahead in extra time. And the Blue Demons host Buffalo Sunday afternoon, a two-time tournament team. Third-ranked Maryland over Notre Dame, 72-51. Purdue upsets fifth-ranked Virginia, 69-40. And Ohio State nails North Carolina on the road, 6-7, 74-49. A 22-point Bulls lead shrivels to one. And the United Center fans may be hiding their eyes, seeing the same old struggles, but not so fast. Zach LaVine and the home team pull away on a 7-0 run, holding on to smother Memphis, 106-99.
I mean, shoot. I mean, we gave up our lead again, but... You know, just like we did in Sacramento, we've made big plays down the stretch. Kept our composure.
LaVine 25, Wendell Carter Jr. 16 and 13, Laurie Markkanen 15 as the Bulls win back-to-back games for the first time this season. Aim for three straight with Golden State here tomorrow. A streak will be snapped in tonight's Bears-Cowboys game, and it may be the difference in victory. Dallas has allowed at least 100 yards rushing in six straight games, but the Bears have less than 100 yards rushing in each of five consecutive contests. Their worst 100-yard rushing drought in 11 years. David Montgomery believes his side can run effectively against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I always think that. Just the kind of person that I am and how hard that I work. So I always kind of view myself as being that guy and being able to, you know, find ways and different acts to get better.
Our exclusive live coverage from Soldier Field starts at 4:20 this afternoon on WBBM and the updated radio.com app. Blackhawks skate at Boston tonight. Wolves win in Grand Rapids 5-2. On the home of the Bears, I'm Josh Liss, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.